Hey guys, welcome to the Mind Gal podcast. This is your host, Monica, and this is the podcast where we talk about all things overcoming. We talk about anxiety, relationships, boundary setting, basically anything that prevents you from living your life of purpose. If you like what you hear, be sure to give us a 5-star rating, subscribe to us on iTunes or Spotify, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. You can also visit me on my website at mindgal.com. There you'll find a bunch of articles and resources about anxiety, panic attacks, and everything that you might want to know to help you to live your best life. Also on my website are a bunch of resources that I highly recommend. There are books, audio tapes, and programs that I think are so awesome in helping us to challenge our thoughts and the messages that we've been giving ourselves all of our lives. So go check out www.mindgal.com. Okay, now let's get on with the show. Hey guys, I hope everyone had a really good week. I had a pretty good week. My muscles are all recovered and I can move my arm. If you listened to last week's episode, you know that I was incapacitated and it was excruciatingly painful and it was horrible, but I am all better now. So today I want to talk a little bit about three ways that we can calm our anxiety. And of course, there are more than three ways to calm anxiety, but I'm going to focus on some of the ones that have worked for me in the past. And if you have any suggestions or if there's something that's worked for you, please email me at monica@mindgal.com. And I would love to be able to add that as a resource as well. So this past week, I did my second TEDx talk. I did it at the school that I work at. It was part of a You Matter week that the school puts on. Last year, I did a talk about overcoming losing my hair because of cancer. And I say losing my hair first because that was probably more detrimental to me than the actual cancer itself, which I know is a little bit backwards, but I really identified with my hair. And if you want to hear that TEDx talk, you can go on over to mindgal.com and check that out. It's on the webpage. But this year, I decided to do a talk on perfectionism and anxiety. It was interesting because something happened with the schedule. It got messed up. Things were pushed back and I was scheduled to go first. And for a minute, we didn't really know how we were going to resolve that issue. And I was thinking, oh, I'm not going to be able to do the talk at all, or I'm going to be rushed to do it. I'm going to have to cut some things out. I started to feel myself have anxiety. I started to tell myself the story that, oh, well, I'm just not going to be able to speak, and I prepared, and now what am I going to do? It all worked out and everything, but what I realized through that process is that I needed to self-talk my way through it. At one point, I thought to myself, okay, well, I'm doing a presentation on anxiety, and here I am feeling extremely anxious because the process has changed. It's not going to look the same as I thought it was going to look. I'm going to do it at a later time. I wasn't prepared for that, but that's okay. Because I can handle change, I'm still going to be able to give my presentation and everything's going to be fine. And everything was fine. The funny thing is I had a part of my presentation that had music to it and I was really, really worried all week that that music was not going to work. And the funny thing is it didn't work. So not really funny, not haha funny, but it didn't work. It threw me off my game a little bit when I was on stage, but I moved past it. I did a pretty decent job, I think. I'll post it on the website so that you can check it out if you want to. The point of the matter is, anxiety is kind of with me all the time. It's something that I live with. It's something that shows up in small things to other people, but they become big things to me. I realized, okay, there are things that I have used that have helped me to overcome my anxiety, and I want to pass them on to you. But first, let me take a break and tell you all about Blueberry Podcasting. Hey guys, I want to talk a little bit about Blueberry Hosting. I use Blueberry to do my podcast right there on my website. There are unlimited downloads. There's no contract. You can cancel anytime. It's optimized for Apple and podcasting platforms. The reason that I like it so much is because If you have a website, you can just house your podcast right there on your website, and you don't have to go back and forth from one podcasting platform back to your website, and it's a lot easier to use. The help section, the people are right on it. If you have any questions, they come to your aid right away. I really love it. You can have a single point of presence at blueberry.com/your show. All standard blog posting features. You can schedule posting. You have lots of support, and it's optimized for iTunes and SEOs. And if you go onto my website, mindgal.com, you can get 1 month free of podcasting through Blueberry. All right, now back to the show. We're talking about the three best ways to calm anxiety. The first thing for me is exercise. I know that not everybody likes movement. Not everybody likes exercise. But when I say exercise, I really truly am just thinking about movement. I'm not necessarily thinking about getting your cardio on and getting your heart rate up and sweating up a storm and being miserable. Because I don't think that if you are the kind of person that likes that kind of thing, I don't think that you're gonna necessarily feel really great about it. The thing is, movement is really, really important. And the reason is because it jogs your mind a little bit and it helps you kind of be in your white space, if you know what I mean by that, where white space is kind of where the creativity happens. It's kind of where the mindset starts to shift a little bit. It clears our thoughts. I have been an exerciser all of my life since I'm 15 years old. I struggled with an eating disorder in my junior year in high school, and that kind of got me on the train of exercise. And it's kind of interesting that while I recovered from the eating disorder, I took exercise with me my entire life. I managed to make exercise healthy, whereas when I was going through my eating disorder, I made sure to burn off more calories than I consumed. But I did realize that through that process, being able to exercise and to release those endorphins helped the serotonin levels, which is, you know, the happy hormone, and it just kind of made me feel better. So as I became an adult, I took exercise with me, and I ran for a long time, but then my knees gave way, and so I can't really do a lot of strenuous exercise anymore. So I do Pilates and barre. Getting out into nature is really, really important too. Last week, I was having a really hard time toward the end of the week just managing my thoughts, and I just felt completely overwhelmed. And I said, you know what, I'm going to go take the dog for a walk. And I live in a really cool neighborhood that has a wooded area in the back. So I took my dog Rufus for a walk. It was a really nice sunny day. I didn't have any headphones on. I didn't have any music. I just had me and my dog, and I'm listening to the sounds of the neighborhood. I don't even really know what I was thinking about. I can't really even tell you, but just being out in the sun and the nature really helped to clear my thoughts. So that's why what I mean by exercise, just moving around. Because when I came back, I felt refreshed. My mind was clear. I did not feel as anxious. Exercise and movement is really, really important. If you're not somebody that loves exercise, that's okay. But get up and move. If you can go outside, because being out in nature, it's actually proven that it does help our mindset and it helps our mood, especially if it's a sunny day. And getting that vitamin D, that really, really helps. So don't lock yourself indoors. And if you do exercise at a gym or something, switch it up a bit and go outside, because I think that really helps. Even this morning, I woke up and I was tired, as I tend to be all the time. I feel like I'm tired all the time. I said, you know what, I'm going to go for a run. And so I did that. I know I said I don't really run anymore, but every now and again, I do. So I went for a slow jog. Afterward, I felt a lot more alive. I felt more invigorated, just better about where I was going in the day, the plans that I needed to get done, my priority list, because I make a list of things that I want to accomplish every day. Just looking at the list sometimes is completely overwhelming. I know that sometimes we think we don't have time to exercise, we don't have time to do things for ourselves, but that's kind of an excuse, guys. We do the things that we want to do. When you want to do something, you find a way. When you don't want to do something, you find an excuse. I don't know who said that. It's a quote that I heard, but I love it and I use it all the time because it's so true. Put your excuses aside. If you're an anxious person, you struggle with anxiety and nothing is working, try something new. Try exercise. Try doing a different type of exercise. So that's one thing that I think that is really, really helpful. The second one, this one might be a little bit harder because I know that this is hard for me too. Or if you struggle with anxiety, the last thing that you want to do is step outside of your comfort zone. But the second thing is do something scary. I know that sounds counterintuitive to helping with anxiety, but it does help with anxiety because we need to start leaning into it. We need to start owning our anxiety and we need to start defeating it. And the only way to defeat something like that is to do things that are scary and so that we can tell ourselves that we are capable, we can get through it, and we survived. A lot of the times the messages that we tell ourselves when we have anxiety is that we can't. We live in a world of can't. Our mantra would be can't, 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 which is really not productive at all. I think that we all know that. We try everything that we can to stay in a comfort zone, to stay in a place that we know so that change doesn't happen and so that we feel safe. This is not going to help your anxiety though. You will feel safe, but I don't think that you're going to be really happy because if you're anything like me, there's a lot of things that you want to do that anxiety is holding you back from doing. What I really wanted to do was I wanted to start a podcast and I wanted to start a blog and a website about anxiety and overcoming obstacles. I have wanted to do this for a while. I put it off and put it off because the messaging that I told myself was that people will make fun of me, people will judge me, it's not going to be very good. And then I sat down and I thought to myself, you know what? It's not going to be great right off the bat because I'm learning. But I am going to put out my messy first draft and I am going to do it. Because if I don't do it, then how will I ever know? And then I think to myself, who says that I'm not going to be good? Who's going to judge me? I'm a licensed professional counselor. I have a degree in counseling. I have counseled people. I live my life in this world of helping other people and dealing with it myself. So who's to say that I'm not an expert? And who cares what other people are saying if they're not in the arena with you? I'm taking a couple of these things from Brené Brown because I just love her. I have a lot of her resources on my website, but she's a social worker who's done a lot of work around women in shame. She always says, put out your shitty first draft. We don't want to stop ourselves from moving forward. So what I decided to do was I told myself, you know what? I do have something to offer. I have something that I'm passionate about. I have something that I know about. I have something that a lot of people can relate to. And I have information of ways to make people's lives better. And yeah, it might not be perfect. I mean, every time I listen back to my podcast, I think, oh, well, that was a really bad job editing this time. Way to go, Monica. But you know what? I did it. And no one's telling me that I suck yet. I mean, maybe they're talking about it, but whatever. They're not telling me. And I started my blog. And you know what? It's not bad. I love to write. I don't know. I think I'm a pretty decent writer and I have a lot of good information and I put it out there and boy, was it scary. Sometimes the scariest thing is hitting send. And I use as an example of email. Like if you're at your job and you have to send an email and the content of it is something that might not be received super well or something is a little bit intimidating about hitting the send button. And so sometimes the scariest thing about my job is hitting the send button. And I think that that goes for everything. Like metaphorically, the scariest thing about life is hitting the send button, right? Because then it's out there in the universe, it's out there to be judged. And oh my goodness, if you have anxiety, the last thing that you want to do is be judged. It scares the heck out of you. It scares me. So we tend to create environments where we are not being judged. But you know what happens when we do that? We're also creating environments where we're not being authentic. We're not being ourselves. Guys, people are going to judge you. People judge me. I used to really need everyone to like me. I used to be a much bigger people pleaser than I am, and I still am a people pleaser. I am definitely uncomfortable when people don't like me. Don't get me wrong, but I am a work in progress. I'm getting a lot better at it because what I'm realizing is if everybody likes me and everybody agrees with me, I might be doing it wrong. I might be doing life wrong. The most impactful people are usually people that piss people off along the way, right? I mean, I'm not trying to piss anybody off, but some of the information might be challenged. Someone might say, oh, I could do better on it. That's fine. Have at it. Do better on it. Challenge me. Because I believe in everything that I'm saying. And I believe in everything that I'm writing. And I believe in the resources that I give to you to try. I believe in what I'm doing, and not everybody will. And some people might think that I'm just crazy, you know, not really thinking clearly, and that's fine. But I did it. So doing something scary, whatever that means for you, maybe for you, it's not on a big scale. Maybe for you, it's just going to the grocery store. Depending on your level of anxiety, going to the grocery store can be really tough. Maybe it's making that phone call. It is interesting. So I have anxiety, but I have a bit of a social phobia as well. Like, I have a lot of anxiety about being in a group of a lot of people. I have a really hard time making phone calls. I'm so happy that text messaging got invented, because now I can just text people and it's great. And some of my friends hate that. They don't like texting. They want to be on the phone. One of the reasons that I don't like being on the phone is because I always say that I'm a bottom line girl. And when you're on the phone, it opens it up to more questions to be asked and more conversations to be had. And really, I just want to tell you to pick up milk or something. Making phone calls can be really, really difficult for some people. So maybe leaning into that fear, write it down as a priority, and then you can cross it off the list. And I tell you what, crossing something off a list is so cathartic, and it's so awesome when you can do that. Make a list, maybe do something scary every single day. Little scary, big scary, whatever it is that you want to do. Write down one thing that you're going to do that's scary every single day. And you know what? Maybe it might be the same thing, and that's okay. I'm going to use the example of the phone call again, because it's just the easy example that I can think of. Maybe the first day I am going to call a doctor. The second day I'm going to call the tax person. Writing it down helps to make you accountable. And if you really want to make yourself accountable, tell somebody about it. Tell somebody that's going to ask you about it. That's really scary. So the third one is, know that it is okay to change your course. I have noticed for me, and I think that this is a lot of truth to people who deal with anxiety, is that we have a plan. We need to stick to it. We are not very flexible. I think that we try to create environments for ourselves that we can control. That means that we're not going to try to change things around us. I'm going to use the example of the TEDx talk that I did this past week, where I was supposed to go at a certain time. I was supposed to go at 11 a.m., but things changed and schedules got pushed back, and I ended up having to go at 11:35 or something like that. At first, I was extremely anxious because it wasn't going according to the plan that I had envisioned. And then I had to tell myself, okay, I'm still going to do it. The ultimate goal is that it gets done. The ultimate goal is that I present. The ultimate goal is not that I do it at 11 a.m. I think that bears repeating to say that the ultimate goal needs to be at the forefront of your mind. The process can change. The goal doesn't have to change. So know that it is okay to change course when you need to. And it could be something really super simple. Maybe you have, this is a silly example, but maybe you have a pair of glasses that you only wear on a Saturday. But I don't know, they look really good with your outfit on the Friday. But you don't want to do it because you only wear them on Saturdays. It's okay to wear the glasses on a Friday. That was probably the silliest example that I could think of, but I think that you get my drift and I think that you understand. I'm going to throw in a fourth thing just for good measure, and this is more of a reminder than an actual action plan. It is okay to not be okay. Tell yourself, this is how I feel now. This is not necessarily how I'm always going to feel, and that is okay. The one thing that I have learned over the course of my life is that any kind of anxiety that I've felt, any panic attack that I have dealt with, they have always passed. They always go away. I know that when you're in the middle of it, it does not feel like it's going to go away, but it will. And it is important to remind yourself that if you are in the midst of it, you can say, okay, this is how I'm feeling right now. It is okay to feel this right now, but I know that this will pass. So to recap, the three ways that you can use to calm your anxiety is 1, exercise. 2, do something scary. I recommend do something scary each day, but if you haven't worked up to that yet, that's okay. 3, know it is okay to change course. I think that those are really important. Of course, always remind yourself that it is okay to not be okay, because you will be okay again. Thank you for listening to this episode of Mind Gal. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I hope that these 3 tips really helped you to think about how to calm your anxiety maybe in a different way. If you want to learn more about ways to calm your anxiety, go on to my website, mindgal.com. The blog post this week is giving you additional tips that you can use to help yourself when you're in an anxiety attack or you feel an anxiety coming on. If you like what you're hearing, please make sure to subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Episodes come out every Thursday. Make sure to give us a 5-star rating, write a review, and share it with your friends. You can also find me on Twitter at mindgal_ and Instagram at mindgal01. I also have a Facebook page, Mindgal. You can go over there and you can join that page. Inside of that page is a group called Overcoming Obstacles, and it's there to support each other through any kind of obstacles that we might be facing. If you have any suggestions about past or future shows, please go ahead and send me an email at monica@mindgal.com. Make sure to go over and check out mindgal.com. Subscribe to that website so that you never miss new articles, promotions, events, and resources. Lots of resources on that page. I highly recommend, and I encourage you to go over there and check that out. So until we meet again, have a great week, guys. And remember, a comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. Have a good one, guys.